You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Mariah Barron. I am fortunately the executive director here at Youth Art Connection. My background, it has always been focused on youth and focused on social justice. So this was a wonderful opportunity with our slogan being make art, make money, make change. It just seemed like the perfect place. I deeply believe that Youth Art Connection is a place that magic takes place. It meets youth exactly where they're at and provides the kind of support that you don't always get from your family or your community or your school for people who really do believe that art can be a career, and surrounding them with like-minded people, like-aged people, and really growing on collaboration and artistic passion. And it has been such a beautiful experience seeing so many of these youth that started out with us at age 15, 16 that are now here and helping us run the programs and helping us lead all of these things as 25-year-olds, 26-year-olds. And it's just beautiful at 10 years to see what that impact looks like. 10 years is not a long time, and big change can happen in that short time. So there are lots of ways, especially soon we'll be back into in-person programming, but to learn about those things and all of the different programs and opportunities that we have, the best place to check us out is on our Instagram, which is at Youth Art Connection on Instagram, where we post pretty regularly about all of the stuff that's going on. You can reach out to anybody on our team, come out to our shows. Anytime you see something that catches your eye, come out. We welcome you. We want you to have a place to come to as well, and we hope that it's here. Current program director, Chevy Price, is a perfect example. Chevy has been well known throughout many different communities here in Halifax and Dartmouth and beyond as a not just an artist and not just this, you know, powerhouse, but also a wonderful mentor, not just for artists alone, but for young women and young men who just need a person to be confident in them and give them that experience of being believed in. And I think for me, one of the most touching things that made it really real was her birthday this year. Just, I went on her social media, and the amount of people that had something beautiful to say about how she, just one wonderful artist from here in Halifax, changed the trajectory of their lives, has really inspired them to pick up their shoes and do the exact same thing and continue to give back to artists around them and below them and in their communities and provide the same kind of support and experience that we all need. Ryan is, you know, kind of what the personality of Yak became. And the reason I was brought on, I've only been involved officially for the past 2 years, but the reason that I was brought on was to take everything that Ryan has instilled in this organization and the atmosphere that is created and the environment that exists and put it into policy and put it on paper and create structure and create a way to make it continue whether he is here in the room or not, because he really set a big example for myself and for so many other people and what it's like to just have compassion and have true confidence in young people. They say all great movements were started by kids in their teens in the world. And to me, that inspires me every day. And I believe every day that if we are not listening to what our 14 and 15-year-olds have to say about where they are and their views on the world, especially when they're able to express it so beautifully through these many different art forms, I think if we listen to them, we're all gonna be okay.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.